The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. The Gemara on the bottom of Yudim and Aleph, Rava makes a Kavu Chomer. Omer Rava, v'lav Kavu Chomer, this certainly should be a Kavu Chomer. Ta'uman Nida, she'ain t'chilas yoyim oylo lo b'seifa. A Nida who has 7 days of Tumah until she can be toivel from her Tumah. And Ein Tichilas Yom Oylo B'Seifa. The beginning of the seventh day does not count as the end of the seven Yimei Nidus. Still, Seifa Yom Oylo B'Tchilasa. The end of the day counts in the beginning of the Nidus. If she becomes a Nida in the middle of the day, the remaining part of that day, even if it's just a moment, even if it's just a few minutes, that could count as the beginning of the seventh day of Nidus. Shana Sheyom Echad Oylo B'Seifa. Einoy Din Sheyom Echad Oylo B'Tchilasa. So the same should apply by years, that if one day could count as a full year in the end of years, so ein adin she yom echad olo b'tchilasa, that one day should count towards the beginning of a series of years, of a period of years. We see in this Gemara that by a nida who has 7 days of tumah, even though on the seventh day she needs a full day, but the first day, any part of the day is good enough. If she becomes a nida in the middle of the day, the remaining part of the day could count as her first day. Rashi explains that we're talking over here in this Gemara about Nida D'Araisa, who does not need to count Zayin Nikiyim, does not need 7 days in which she did not have any cause of Tumah, any Dam. Rather, once she becomes Tumah, so she is Tumah for 7 days, and then on the eighth night she is Tumah from her Tumah. However, Zava needs 7 Nikiyim, that means that after she stops seeing Zivus, then she needs to be Mafsik B'Taira and count 7 days of Nikiyim, 7 days without Dam, and then she can be Tumah afterwards. Now, Rashi says that nowadays the Raisidik Halacha of Nida does not apply because B'nai Yisrael Hachmir Al Atzvan, Klai Yisrael is Makabal themselves to treat every Nida as a Sadik Zivus, that it should require Zayin Nikim. And therefore, since we treat every Nida as a Sadik Zivus and it requires Zayin Nikim, Shivus Nikim, without Dam, so therefore the day in which she stops being Raya Dam, the day of the Hesik Tyra, does not count towards the 7 days. The Rashi says that many make a mistake and misunderstand this Gemara as to be saying that the day of the Hefsek Tyra could count towards the Zayin Nikiyim. Rashi says this is a mistake, and this is the meat of the B'nai's Kusim, that the Gemara says neither they would count the day of the Hefsek Tyra as the first day of Zayin Nikiyim. Taisus der Maschla Shnayim, Taisus also mentions this meat of the B'nai's Kusim. This is a mistake that was made back then, and some people still make this mistake today. I heard from one of the senior Paiskim in the big Yiddish community today that one of the most common mistakes he has to deal with is this mistake, that people think the day of the Hefsek Tyra counts towards Zayin Nikiyim. It's incorrect. If the Hefsek Tyra is made on Tuesday in the evening before Shkia, the first day of Zayin Nikiyim is Wednesday, and it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then the Tefillah is the following Tuesday night. These are the halachas of counting Zayin Nikiyim. Now, we discussed counting Zayin Nikiyim, Sfira Zayin Nikiyim. Those one actually have to count it and say today is the first day, today is the second day, today is the third day. Maybe they should make a bracha. By Sfira Sa'omer, we say, Hayom Yom Echad La'omer, Hayom Shnei Yomim La'omer, Shlosh Yom La'omer. We make a bracha every night before we count Sfira Sa'omer. What is the halacha of Sfira Zova? A Zova who counts Zayin Nikiyim, does she have to make a bracha? Does she have to count Zayin Nikiyim? Now, we know that the halacha is that she does not have to. The question is why. Taisus actually asked this kasha. Taisus appears in Suvis Dachayin Beis and Aluf, and in Menachos Samachayim Beis. Taisus differentiates that by Yovel says the Sefarat Lucha that Bezin should count, and Taisus says that Shema Bezin say from the Varchan. It could be that Bezin actually counts the years towards Yovel. Every year they say it's the first year towards Yovel, the second year towards Yovel, till the 50th year, and they make a bracha al Sfiras Yovel, the same way we make a bracha al Sfiras Omer. Taisus says the reason why Zova would not be able to make a bracha is because since if she sees Dam on any of the days, even on the last day, on the seventh days, it's Seisr, it destroys her whole Zayin Nikiyim, and just to start from scratch. So we wouldn't tell her to make a bracha on the first day, second day, third day, even on the seventh day we would not allow her to make a bracha, because the whole thing might still become bottled, the whole Zayin Nikiyim might still fall apart if she sees something that's Seisr, that ruins her Zayin Nikiyim and requires her to start again from the beginning. This is Taisus Teres as to why a bracha is not made on Sfira Zayin Nikiyim. The Ran in Pesachim says a different teretz, and the Taz in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, in the end of Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Pei Tez, Taz Sefkan Aleph, actually brings this Ran. He quotes this Ran. The Ran says, "Ava gav digav yoyvul ksiv gam kem safar tulucha." But yoyvul says the safar tulucha, you should count for yourself. Lechem bezova ksiv esafra. By zova also says the safra. Rabban gemiri luhu chazal nu chazal understood the high safar tulucha digav yoyomer who minyan mamish. That the safar tulucha says by oymer, that means really to count, that we have to actually count out loud. Hayom yom echad loymer, hayom shnei yom loymer. Mashenge beinuch spheres, as opposed to the other countings, the Ran assumes that by Yovel, Bezin did not actually count every year. This is the first year towards Yovel, this is the second year towards Yovel. The same way as Zova does not count verbally the days of her Zayin Nikiyim. This is indifference from Tosfos that seems to be under the impression that Kabbalah Yovel Bezdin did actually count. Only Azava doesn't, because she might still be safe, so she might lose her Zayin Nikim in the middle, or possibly even on the last day. This is the Ran's Teretz. Now, the Prima Godim in Mishpat Azav on this Taz, he says that in this Machlok is Tosfos and Ran, it's clear that the Halacha Maisa must be like the Ran, because according to Tosfos, there would still be reason for Azava to count days of Zayin Nikim. She just wouldn't make a bracha in case the sphere gets lost in the middle, in the case that Zayin Nikim become bottle in the middle. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, there would be no reason to count at all. And since we know that the minhag is not to count the days of Zayin Nikim at all, not with the bracha, not without the bracha, it must be that Halacha is like the Ran, and that's why the Taz quotes the Ran rather than quoting the Tosfos to explain why we don't make these other countings by Zayin Nikim and by Yovel. However, maybe we could suggest that even according to Tosfos, it's understood why we don't count. We don't even count without the bracha, because there's two different versions of the Tosfos. Like we mentioned, this Tosfos appears in Ksuvus and the Menachos. Prima Godim actually brings the Tosfos from Menachos, and Tosfos Menachos says that Lashayach Bracha will not pass, will not be appropriate for a Zavod to make a bracha, since she might be Sosa during Zayin Nikim. However, Tosfos in Ksuvus says a slightly different Lashon. He says, Yesh Loimar, we can say a Tarek, to Ein Mavarchim, we don't make a bracha, only by Yevel, Shem Mavarchim, Bezdin B'Hashana, Bezdin makes a bracha every year. This Tosfos in Ksuvus also understands that Bezdin made a bracha on Yovel every year, towards the counting of the Yovel. They could always count in order. Also, we always know we could count forward. Anytime during Zayin Nikim, she says she breaks her Zayin Nikim and has to start over. She shouldn't count. Tosfos doesn't just say not to make a bracha, he says not to count. It would seem from this Tosfos that any counting which is not going to make it to the finish line, or there's strong reason to believe that might not make it to the finish line, so we would not understand the Torah is giving such a mitzvah of counting altogether. The Torah only tells us to count things where we know that we'll be able to count it. We'll be able to count all the way to the end. One might forget to count, but one knows that he will be able to count. If he remembers and does what he should be doing, he will be able to count all the days, the 49 years of Yovel, the 49 days of Sefiras HaOmer, as opposed to a Zova where it's out of her control, and she might be Raya Dam, and it's something which happens sometimes. So Ein Lalumnos, we understand the Torah is not giving us a mitzvah to count at all, and therefore that which we are knowing that a Zova does not count, neither a Zova does not count Zayin Nikim, that could be going with the Shita of Tosfos as well, not just with the Shita of the Ran. Now there's a Tshuva Sardvaz, Chelek Aleph Simchav Zayin, which is brought down by the Achronim in Hilchos Pesach and Hilchos Nida, as we'll soon see. There's a Tshuva Sardvaz that discusses why it is that someone is mekabel themselves a Tanis Yochid by a Tanis Yochid, they could say a Neinu Mishpan Esrei. Why aren't we afraid that they might not make it to the end of the Tanis? If something happens to them and they'll be forced to eat some sort of an Onis, they'll lose the whole Tanis, and still we let them say a Neinu during Mishpan Esrei. And we're not afraid they're not going to make it to the end. Although Tosfos over here is afraid that the Zava might not make it to the end of Zayin Nikim, and therefore Tosfos does not allow the Zava to make a bracha, to count, or for sure not to make a bracha on the counting of Zayin Nikim. The Radvaz is bothered by this kasha. The Chok Yankov in Hilchos Pesach and Simatov Petes, Sivkan Vav, at the end of his piece, he says that the kasha is not a kasha, it's not a problem at all, because an oinis that will force a person to stop fasting in the middle of their tainis is loishchia, it's uncommon. And therefore we don't have to worry that some sort of an oinis will take place and stop the person from finishing their fast. They will allow them to say Anei Nishman Esrei in the afternoon, even in the morning. It's common for an Isha to be Raya Adam, and therefore we do have to be afraid that she's not going to make it to the end of Zayin Nikim. Now, from a simple understanding, Nechon Genkov is just telling us the reason why we're more concerned that we don't let the Zelva make a bracha during a counting of Zayin Nikim. However, the way we explain the Tosfos in Ksuvus, we can say that's not just the reason why we would be concerned not allow bracha, it's when the Torah says a lashon of the sofer law to count, and it would seem to imply that there should be an actual verbal counting of a peh, once you speak out the numbers, because it's something that's it's shchiach, it's common, it's mutzi, it's common that they won't make it to the end, that's the reason why we would understand the Torah that it's not giving us an actual mitzvah to verbally count the numbers. In other words, it's not just the fact that one may not make it to the end and it's beyond one's control that would cause us to understand that the Torah is not giving a mitzvah to actually count the days, but because it's motzi and shchiach, it's common for that to happen, that would be a reason why we understand that the Torah is not giving us the mitzvah to actually count the days, b'peh. Now the Radvaz himself says a different teretz to the original kasha of why there's no bracha made on the sphere of Zayin Nikim. Radvaz says it's in a mitzvah achreiches. It's not a mitzvah that one's forced to do. One doesn't have to do it. If she wants to stay tameh, she could stay tameh. She'll remain aser, aser l'baylo, aser l'mikdash, aser l'kachim. She'll remain forbidden all the things that Anida and Azava are aser in. But if she wants to stay tameh, she has the right to stay tameh. Therefore, we do not make a bracha on the sphere of Zayin Nikim of Azava to go the steps to become tar. Now, Chok Yankov asks the kasha on Radvaz. The Chok Yankov wants to know that we know that Lachos and Anida and Azava make a bracha on the tefillah. they make a bracha on the tefillah, even though they don't have to become tov, they want, they could stay tamei. Still, we let them make a bracha on the tefillah because it's a mitzvah when they do choose to become tar and to be tovel. So the counting of Zayin Nekiyim also, if Zava chooses to count Zayin Nekiyim because she wants to become tar, why doesn't she make a bracha on the sphere of Zayin Nekiyim the same way she makes a bracha on the tefillah? The Prima Gadim, and the aforementioned Prima Gadim, and Simatov Beites, Sivkan Alf, and Mishpat says on the Taz, he brings this kasha, the Chagank of is bothered by with the Radvaz, and he says the Teretz that there's a difference between spheres and Nekiyim and Tefillah. He says Tefillah is a Gemar Mitzvah. It's the end of the Mitzvah of becoming Tar. As opposed to spheres and Nekiyim, the counting and Nekiyim, that's not Gemar, that's not the end. Now this is difficult to understand. We know that not every Bracha Simeon is a Gemar Mitzvah, and it seems that the Prima Gadim is agreeing that this a Mitzvah is not a Chreichis, if one does not have to do the Mitzvah, even if they choose to do it, or not necessarily be appropriate for them to make a Bracha on it. So how do we understand the Prima Gadim's Teretz to the Chagengav's Kasha? It would seem that the explanation is that if one is making a bracha on a gemar mitzvah, if it's the result of the mitzvah, they can make a bracha on that gemar itself, on the result itself. In other words, Zava who is tovel and now they become tar, they can make a bracha on the what we would call in Yiddish the uftu, on the result that comes out that they have a chalois, the effect of tyra, that they become tar from the tefillah. That they have the right to make a bracha on, and even though they didn't have to become a tar, but because of this result, this accomplishment that they became tar, and this is a mitzvah to become tar, so this they have the right to make a bracha on, even though they did not have to become tar. As opposed to the counting of Zayin Nekiyim, there's no result, nothing changes every day when one counts Zayin Nekiyim, nothing even changes in the end until the tefillah. The Zavah does not become tar until after the tefillah. And though, even though it is a mitzvah every day when they count the Zayin Nekiyim, but if they would be required to do this mitzvah, then they have the right to make a bracha on the mitzvah, which they're required to do, and they're doing the mitzvah, they have the right to make a bracha. Since they're not required to do the mitzvah, and there's nothing, no result which comes out from the doing of this mitzvah, it's just, they're just doing a mitzvah, a voluntary mitzvah, an optional mitzvah, they're getting a kiyum mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah they're required to do. It's not a mitzvah which creates any positive result. Nothing direct comes out from it. So therefore, based on the Prima Gadim's understanding, therefore the Radvaz holds that it would not be appropriate to make a bracha on such a mitzvah. So now we have come out with different explanations as to why there's no bracha on the sphere of Zayin Nekiyim. The Ran says because that the Chazal knew that's not the correct way to understand the pasuk of the Sofer law. Tosfos says because we're afraid that she might not make it to the end of Zayin Nekiyim. She might be Tosfos, she might lose her Zayin Nekiyim in the middle, if she's Re'ez Dam in the middle, which would be a reason not to take a bracha. Or the way we understood Tosfos in Ksuvis, there might be a reason not to understand the Torah as giving us a mitzvah to count at all. The Radvaz has a different explanation. The Radvaz says since it's a mitzvah which she's not mechuyev to do, one does not have to do it, they could just choose to do it if they want to become tar. And the way the Prima Gadim adds explanation that there's no direct result coming out of this mitzvah, there's no tyra to make the bracha on either, as opposed to by a tefillah. So therefore, there would not be a bracha on this mitzvah. What about the halacha l'maisa of whether one who is counting Zayin Nekiyim should actually count the days, Hayom Yom Echad, Hayom Shnei Yom, Hayom Shleish Yom, until Zayin Nekiyim or not? So the Pesach Shuvah in Yerideh, some Kup Tzadivah, Sivkan Dalad, actually brings from the Goyin HaKadosh Baal Shloh. Now the Shloh HaKadosh says that during the Zayin Nekiyim, Timna B'chuyim, she should count every day and say, Hayom Yom Echad, Hayom Shnei Yom, because the Torah says B'Safalah. However, the Pesach Shuvah brings that, the Shuvah is known to be Yehuda, he argues on this, and he says that there's no reason to count, no need to count. The Shuvah from Ram Bar Baruch also says that she doesn't count. It's different from the Omer. And then the Mr. Chuva actually brings from Arad Vaz. I can mention that it's brought down over here also in your day. He brings from Arad Vaz. He says that Ein Tzirchel Hoitza Mitzvah Mitzvah. He also has reasons, Mr. Chuva says to look inside in Arad Vaz, he also has reasons why she doesn't have to actually count, verbally count the days. So not only is there no bracha made on the counting of Zayin Nekiyim, there is a bracha, there's no counting even done. There's no reason to verbally count the days of the Zayin Nekiyim. This is as opposed to Sfiras Omer, was the mitzvah to count even to make a bracha. We saw that in regards to Yovel, whether Bezdin would have a reason to count and to make a bracha. Might be machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran. The Ran seems to understand that Bezdin did not count, even the days that Yovel was knowing and there was a Sanhedrin. And Tosfos seems to be under the impression that they did count, or maybe they did count. They counted, they made a bracha, and only by a Zava is there no bracha, and possibly even no counting, like we paskin, there's no counting of the days of Zayin Nekiyim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.